Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wanted to go over some news stories, plural, and look at them through the framework of my discussion with Jeff Snyder on Friday. And if you haven't listened to that, you absolutely have to. I think it's got maybe 30, 35,000 views. Very popular. I think you'll find it just as mind-blowing as I found it. But basically, the thrust of the discussion was Jeff was pointing out the euro-dollar future curve just inverted last week. And this is a predictive tool very similar to the yield curve on treasuries inverting. Now, I'm sure many of you have heard that once the yield curve inverts on the treasury curve, that's a very, very, very high probability predictive tool for there being a recession within the next year or so in the U.S. economy. And Jeff is saying that the euro-dollar future curve predicts the exact same thing with just as high a degree of accuracy. So, and this really got my wheels turning over the weekend, and especially when I thought through Jeff's ideas, and instead of thinking of things in terms of inflation and deflation, thinking of things in terms of lower or higher economic output globally. So if the yield curve, the euro dollar future curve inverts, it's telling us, I think, more so about, or after my discussion with Jeff, I think it's telling us that globally, economic output is going to go down. Very similar to what the yield curve would tell us about the United States economy going into recession, the yield curve on the treasuries. So this tells us that something is, I shouldn't say something bad. That's not a very good way to describe things. Something's going to break in the global economy. Whether that's emerging market debt, whether that's the U.S. stock market, whether that's China, this is what the euro-dollar futures curve is telling us. So this is why I think we may have seen a lot of risk-off activity producing a lot of the volatility that we've seen in the stock market since Black Friday. But let's go through kind of just the headlines here on Zero Hedge and try to look at these headlines through the lens of the euro dollar telling us that we should expect lower economic output going into 2020 in the global economy. So the first thing that I notice here is rising rates will kneecap the stock market. And this is probably a conversation that my good buddy Chris Irons had with John Najarian. And so we think about this volatility in the stock market, but yet the Fed is in a very difficult position because although we have higher rates of consumer price inflation, and this we've got to compartmentalize that and separate that from economic activity. But because we have consumer prices going up to a significant degree to the point where Powell himself had to come out the other day and say, okay, we need to drop the word transitory. All right. Well, how are they going to increase interest rates if what the euro-dollar futures curve is predicting is actually a decrease in the U.S. stock market or something that would contribute to that or offer a huge headwind for stocks, knowing the U.S. economy is completely built around these asset bubbles? First and foremost, the stock market. So Najarian's point there is, how is the Fed going to increase interest rates at a time when the stock market could be going down? Talking about 2022. I mean, just think about that environment where stocks are going down by 10, 15, 20%, while at the same time, the CPI is going from 6.2 to 7 to 8. To 9 to 10. What does the Fed do? I mean, my guess is they just try to make up excuses as to why a 10% CPI print isn't that bad. Or, you know, the mainstream media, of course, will come out and say that, oh, well, this is great. 10% inflation. Well, that's just a rich person problem. You know, they've been saying that lately. And we'll say, well, this is great news because this is telling us the economy is booming. And we should all celebrate the fact that we all have to pay higher prices every day. That'll probably be the narrative. Or you could see an environment where we have maybe a stock market crash sooner than later and prices kind of level out. I'm not saying they come down, but they kind of level out or maybe go up at a slower rate while we see asset prices really start to deflate. Again, what's the Fed do in that environment? And let's just assume for a moment that they're able to kick the can down the road and the stock market doesn't deflate. Well, are they going to raise interest rates, understanding that they are playing with fire? Meaning the higher the interest rates go, the higher probability that they create the stock market crash they're so desperately trying to avoid. So that's kind of, if you're the Fed, that's the global landscape right now. Your priority, I don't care what they say about their mandates. That's all BS. Their number one mandate is the stock market. So if the stock, again, if the stock market goes down, then what do they do about inflation, assuming we get that? And if the stock market doesn't go down, what do they do about inflation, assuming we get that? Because they know that that could be the pin that pricks the bubble. And I think this is Najarian's point. Now, they're dream scenario would be if somehow the CPI starts to go down, which kind of bails them out and allows them to kick the can further down the road. So here we go. Israel to urge Biden to attack Iranian sites. So geopolitical problems here. This could be in part what the Eurodollar futures curve is predicting or telling us. And I think this is definitely what it's telling us right here. Oregon moves to make indoor mask mandate permanent. I think I did a story on this the other day, or I at least tweeted about it. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. So is this, let's just say that this move in Oregon is indicative of what we might see at a global level with these draconian measures like we see in Austria, Germany, Australia. Does this mean we're going to see more economic output or less economic output? Rhetorical question. Less economic output. Therefore, this could be what the euro dollar futures curve is telling us, or a combination of everything here. The bottom is far lower than anyone believes possible. Okay, this is kind of a typical Zero Hedge article. Here we go. So much for fixing supply chains. A record 96 container ships are waiting to dock at SoCal ports. So we know what has created these problems, these supply chain disruptions. We know that these supply chain disruptions create an environment where we most likely have less economic activity. So then the question becomes, moving forward, are we going to get fewer policies that create these types of economic distortions from the government, or are we going to get more of these policies? I mean, we just came out with a story today earlier on this channel talking about how de Blasio created this mandate for every single business, no matter the size, in New York City, that if you had, it doesn't matter how important the employee is to the company, if they're not willing to get the mandate for whatever reason, then they have to be fired. They're gone. So when we see local governments doing things like that, does that mean we're going to have more economic activity or less? Obviously, it's less economic activity. Does that mean that the supply chains are going to get better or worse? Or the very best case scenario, probably stay the same. South Africa suffers most new cerveza sickness cases since July. So now we're talking about the new scariant. And if you guys are on Twitter, I would strongly, strongly suggest looking at Jim Bianco's Twitter thread he had yesterday on the scariant and what he thinks government's responses to it globally will be. And then again, ask yourself, is that response going to create more or less economic activity globally? Here we go. Biden, Surgeon General, even triple medicated have to wear masks indoors. So fear, more fear, 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 fear. It's everywhere. You know, other human beings are bad. Other human beings are dirty, filthy creatures that you need to avoid. And if you have to get around other people, make sure that you are taking all of these precautions. In fact, I read the article, and they also say that you should be testing yourself every single time that you might encounter another human being, even a family member that's been triple medicated and also wearing a mask. So there again, let's look at it through the lens of economics. Is this type of fear, and I'm not even saying whether it's justified or not, is this type of fear going to create greater or less economic activity? And here we go. And this is another thing I'd add. Doctor banned for questioning efficacy of masks wins high court case. And I don't think you can even, at least the efficacy of mask mandates, I don't even think that's questionable. Look at a chart for heaven's sakes. But regardless, so what we see here is more and more censorship of free speech, more and more authoritarian governments, more and more central planners trying to rule by decree. You guys can say it with me one more time. Is this going to create more economic activity in the future globally or less? Obviously, it's less. And I think when you put all of these things together, this is what the Eurodollar futures curve is telling us going into 2022. So what's the takeaway there for the investor? Well, I think it's potentially moving into an environment here where it might be risk off. Now, I can't give you any specific investment advice, but I can kind of give you the heads up here as to what the professionals like Jeff Snyder are saying, and then contrast that to the reality that we're seeing right now in the news. And then you have to take that and determine the probabilities that we have some sort of economic downturn globally, and then how to position your portfolio accordingly. Okay, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure that you're always standing up, fighting for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism.